The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Can we thank our Father this morning? I want you to thank the Lord for the work that is going on in you. Can you bow your heart? Do it deliberately. Lord, I bless you. A work has begun already, a good work. A righteous walk, a walk in righteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I align my heart, I align my mind, I align all that I am. My ignorance aligns, gives way for wisdom to take place. In the name of Jesus, my darkness gives way for light. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. That which you are doing, only you can do, Jesus. Thank you for kindling the fire that only you can kindle. Our Father, we thank you. Bless you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13, verse 20. Hallelujah. Bible says, and now the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the end point, I stand to be corrected. I believe that the living God walking in this season is to make us followers of the Lamb fully. You know that scripture in Revelation where it says, and they follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth, is the operation of the living God to bring or to raise followers of the Lamb. Followers of the Lamb are high servants. They are high quality of servants. Bringing from the dead is not what was done in 3 days. I say brought again Jesus from the dead. It's a whole curriculum. It's a program to bring again from the dead. It's not just dying of Jesus in that 3 days. Jesus was in the realm of the dead. But God was able to bring him again. He is the one that lived, that was dead, but that lives forever. The reason for bringing from the dead again is for him to live forever. If they don't bring us to that forever life, they have not actually brought us. So the whole curriculum of Christ, the whole curriculum of his raising is to help us to live forever. And ever. If we don't get there, it means the great shepherd has not led us. Or the work of the good shepherd. You know, Jesus is the good shepherd. The work of the good shepherd has not been perfected. And that he said something. He said, this covering cast was broken through by Christ, but was not eaten up. But the people that Christ will raise, will eat it up. Because they would have seen his face. What the face of Jesus, that should be 2 Corinthians. What the face of Jesus beams back to us is ability to eat veil. That veil is 6 inches veil. You know, Satan thought he's covering us from God. But God, in his own wisdom, was actually preparing something that will eat him up. That veil that is 6 inches, some men will eat through it. And when they eat through it, they would have swallowed up death. In life. Immortality would have taken over them. Hallelujah. Because they would have been raised with the document of his will. Amen. 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 The will can also, the will of God can also be called his throne. Can be said, where the will of God is reigning, we say his dominion is there. Anywhere the will of God is reigning, we say his throne is there. Some men are becoming thrones unto our God. Hallelujah. And the wisdom that God is using this season that is being displayed is the wisdom of the everlasting God. It's not just the wisdom of Christ. This wisdom is raising men who will become thrones. They are on the earth, but they are thrones because they are carriers of his will. Give me Hebrews 10, verse 5. Hebrews 10, verse 5. He did it in Christ. He will do the same in us. He said, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body. Say, a body. Thou hast prepared. Or I will use on that word, thou hast made. This body is not just the body that Jesus resurrected with. It's the body of will. It's the body that allowed God to fulfill his will in all ramifications. Hallelujah. And this will is being raised in us in this day. Men's souls are being raised to be lifted above the casts of these fallen angels. They will eat that cast and they will go above it. Even he desired to be above the clouds. He desired to be above the stars of God. But men, Daddy said it in one of the Wednesday teachings. He said, men, people will also be above this same. They will conquer this fallen cherub who has become a web. That's the word. A web that is over many nations, all over all nations. And men, we eat up this cast. Hallelujah. As we grow in Christ and the message of the promise of incorruption is being given, that's what we are receiving this season. The message of incorruption. And as we are embodying it, do you know what is happening? Corruption is being dealt with in us. Corruption is being taken away. Like Pastor Dixon was saying earlier, that there will be levels of purifications. This refiner that is sitting upon us is not just removing bad attitude from us. He is not just removing motions of sin. He is removing the seat of Satan himself. So those little obediences that you are doing, you are actually cooperating with the high priest to not only dethrone devil, to totally remove the gene of corruption, and also to replace in us the gene of what? Of incorruption. That is the curriculum of the everlasting God. Or that's the will of the everlasting God. That men will have in their gene incorruption. They will not desire to walk through walls. They will not desire to fly, to be in two places at the same time. Their desire will be that this fallen cherub will no longer remain in that airspace. They will see through that cast. They will see above the cast. And they will reign over him in the name of Jesus. Give me 1 Peter 1 verse 5, and then we'll read 5 verse 1, 2. He said, who are kept? Say, who are kept? These are the company of people that is being raised, and you are one of them. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And we have been told that this is the last time. If this is being revealed in this last time, we have been kept by the power of God. And that power of God is Christ. Romans chapter 1. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto what? A hand. It's the same curriculum. There it was faith unto. Now it's being realized that some people are kept by the power of God. If we are doing the doctrine of Christ, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Don't say, what are they saying? We have not even finished Christ. And now they are telling us about everlasting God. No, you are already being kept by what you are keeping. But you will not stay there because it is unto salvation. What the hunger, the passion they want to bet in this season is that we will have salvation as our hope. And not think we have already achieved salvation. Because if we have achieved salvation already, then we should have overcome the fallen cherub already. We are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Hallelujah. And chapter 5 verse 1. Of that same Peter says the elders. People have been raised that are called the elders. It's not elders by age, it's elders by walking. Which are among you, I exhort. These are not pastors. Daddy has said it over and over again. You don't need to undo Mike to overcome the dragon. as message is coming and you are keeping and you are not just listening, you are engaging with the thoughts for you to have a life from it. You are being raised. I said to somebody over the week, I said, don't tell people, don't look at me in church. Oh, nobody should be looking at me. Oh, no. Every one of us are raised examples. And may you be a good example. Because we know that example can be either negative or positive. We are example. He said, the elders which are among you, I exhort. I'm also saying to you today, it's possible to become an elder. Don't say, I'm not a pastor. I beg, leave it for pastors. So that's not a good heart. It's a heart that has not fed well. You see that thing that Pastor Dixon preached? You have not seen butter. You have not even desired it. To enter the promised land and be a dweller in the promised land is because you know that there is a promise in the land. Because if you don't know that there is a promise in the land, you get to the land and you settle. Then you will not have the promise of the land. Because the land is not just the promised land that is the hope. It is the promise that is in the land. Because the promise in the land is God. That is the only way to occupy that land. That's the only way. So in the epistles, you will see yourself as an example for people to follow. Not that you take this honor to yourself. No, you will hear in a way that when people look at you, they can follow well. That's how to be a good example. Pray and you will tell the Lord, when people see me, not when I speak. When people live around me. When people behold me, yes, that's the word. Let me be a living epistle for people to read. That is the heart that can pierce through the veil. Hallelujah. He said, who also am an elder? Are you seeing that Peter was not separating himself from this company of people? So also, pastors have the duty to take this doctrine that we are hearing and hear it again. Else, we would have spoken and we will not embody what we have spoken. He said, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that we what? Shall be revealed. Our heart must always be going for what will be revealed. Can our heart always be beating towards Wednesday teaching? What is going to be revealed today? You know, if you come with that template of heart, you will not be sad that network went. Your connection is stronger than MTN network. When the connection comes back again, in fact, you did not lose the connection because you were not connected to MTN. You were connected to the Spirit. You are following hard. And then that Spirit, that heart, begins to become a spirit. What we are hearing must become a spirit. That's Ezekiel 36. Words must convert. In fact, what that rod does, Pastor Dixon in Psalm 23, is I convert words to spirits. And spirit is oil. Hallelujah. Give me Matthew. Let's look at a people that was raised. Matthew 25. He said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. They went for a journey. They started a journey. The purpose of their journey is not just to wear a wedding gown. It's not so that people can look at them and say, wow, wonderful Christians. These brethren are amazing. Their sight is that they want to meet the bridegroom. Anything that happened in between is not stopping them. Their desire is that they went forth. Say, went forth. May we go forth. He said, and five of them were wise and five were foolish. This is the story from the realm of the great shepherd. Eh? From us, we don't know who is wise and who is foolish. All of us, we lie down the same way. Look at it. He said, they that were foolish took their lamps. They had their lamp. And no oil with them. But their lamps was burning. He said, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Are you seeing difference? Some people had, he said, in their, they did not say they carried vessel along. It's their vessel that kept the oil. Your panting for God, your desire for God, is that you are already building a vessel. Don't ever fall out of panting for God. The day you stop desiring, begin to check around you. Something is wrong already. He said, while the bridegroom tarried, the bridegroom always tarry, because the process of tarrying separates the wise and the foolish. They began the same way, but some people became weary. because their light went out. They fainted. They began the race together. They fainted. Some had new jobs. Blessings of God made them to settle. Some had new wives. Blessings of God made them to go out of fire. Some had children, and their desire for God died. That's Isaiah, is it 58 now? Said, they will run and not be tired. They will not faint. It is panting. Say panting. Hunger, great hunger. We must never be tired of being hungry. We will eat, but we'll still be hungry again. Because we use what we have been fed with. We will use it, we'll use it to exercise. When we use it to become hungry again. Abi, that you ate yesterday doesn't mean you will not eat today. No, because your body is using the food, Abi. When our soul use the food, use butter, use honey, we keep panting for more. And Pastor Dixon said, even in eternal God, we will still be feeding. Because we'll still be hungry. Your hunger is your love. The level of your hunger is the level of your love. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. And discovered that these foolish virgins ran into trouble. They ran into trouble. They didn't buy when there was no price. So they told them to go and buy with their money. Nobody will be received when they use their own money to buy. They are not looking for that type, dear. It is a day to buy. Say, I will buy. It is a time to tell yourself, if your husband is not buying, fight him. It's a good fight. If your wife is not buying, frown at her. When she come and meet Reverend, say, my husband has been keeping malice with me for 3 days. When they sit the two of you down, say, she is not buying. She is not desiring. She is not panting. And let's see how they will solve the matter. To which side will it fall to? It's a season to say, Lord, I pray. If somebody that is disturbing you, pray for panting. Pray for hunger. That is how we will all become. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because our love must not wax cold. It is their vessel that is the problem here. Their vessel. And the one who judges vessel is the great shepherd. He's the one that sees the heart. Our heart must be burning. If our heart is not burning, it's a good time to pray. Lord, let my heart burn. That's song we used to sing. Give me fire in my life. Keep me burn. It's a prayer to keep praying. The day you see that the thing has dwindled a little, pray more. That your light will not go out. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. We'll take the reading from verse 6. Say for God. This is the living God. This God here is the living God. Who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Hath shined. Where? In our vessel. And to give the light. He shone a light to give another light. It's not the same. The light they give is supposed to give birth to another light in me. To give the light of the glory of God in the face. It is all these people that have been raised by this light or by this face that can also conquer the covering cherub that covers, whose face cast over the nations. Verse 7, quickly. He said, but we have this treasure. You see that treasure? The treasure is that desire or that light. It's a treasure. Say it's a treasure. If it's not a treasure, why is Satan looking for you? If it is not a treasure, why is Satan giving you everything just to drop this one? If you drop it, everything will become okay. Do you know that? All your siblings have money more than you. All your siblings have, is like their life is better. They have testimony to show. But do you know that these people, actually, they are Levites. Their inheritance is not in the flesh. Their inheritance is invisible. And the day we stop panting for invisible, something is already wrong. It's because we are already seeking visible. Visible is already making sense to us. He said that the excellency. You see now, this is not power. It's not just power. It's not power of God unto salvation. It's the excellent power. May be of God. That these people, the working in them, will be excellent power. They are excelling in strength. Their obedience is excelling. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 8, quickly. He said, we've been troubled. Are you seeing? Because of this light, what will happen to us? Say it. I will be troubled, oh. And the trouble is not just coming from one side. Every side. Ferry that. It's not just forward. It's not backward. That's why you must stay in the midst of the brethren. Brethren are advancing. Stay in the midst of the brethren. Because arrows are coming from every side. Even at the back. There is armor for everywhere except the back. Do you know that? Brethren, our back. He said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. You know why they are not distressed? They are already bearing in their vessel a light that cannot go out. The light is already excellent. We are perplexed, but not despair. Not in despair. Persecuted, but not what? Forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Yes. Always bearing about. In the body. Say in the body. The reason why they put the body there is for everybody. Anybody can feel this space. If Paul has said bearing about in my body, we'll say it's Paul that have the strength. In our body, we are to bear something. It's called the document of the dying of the Lord. This was how Jesus was brought from the dead. The dying of Jesus. That the life also of Jesus. Are you seeing that? Might be made manifest. In where? Are you seeing the difference? When we allow this light to walk in us, when we allow this doctrine to walk in us, when we allow this way to walk in us, the end point is that our bodies will become carriers. He said, for we which lived are always delivered unto death. We must not be weary of this process. We must not be afraid of death. One thing to do is to stretch out what Satan will do. What will be is worse. Stretch it out. Your child is sick, stretch it out. The worst is that this child will die. But the life of this child is not in your hand. Are you seeing that? You must know what has been spoken about you. Hallelujah. Stretch it out. You'll be jobless for 5 years. Stretch it out. Stretch it out. And tell him, do your worst. We are delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. That the life must come out. The life doesn't come out except death has been ministered. You must not be afraid of death process. Say, I must not be afraid of death process. It is also fire. That is how the refiner sits. He ministers death. Is fire good? Is fire nice on the body of the what is being purified? In fact, go and check the way. Daddy has said it several times now. We should go and check the way gold is being refined. Do you know how many times they pass it through fire? They will bring it out and return it. Somebody said to me, by now, Abby, we have been praying. By now, what does that mean? There should be evidence that God is hearing now. You are not the one that will tell how many times they will put you back in the fire. Because you are not the shepherd. You are not the refiner. That the life of Christ, where they are going to, maybe you just attained to hosts by everything that you are going through now. The formation is just that you became a host. Do you want to stop? Knowing that you are not going to stop in being a host. You are also going to ascend until you can live among cherubs, burning ones. It is still fire they will use to bring us up. Then they don't want you to stop. They don't even want you to be a cherub. They will also bring us to a realm where we can be among cherubs and be okay. Not only the realm of seraphs. We'll be among cherubs and we'll use their doctrine, use their law. Hallelujah. He said that the life of Jesus is the life of Jesus they are gunning for. Because that life is high. Say it's high life. It's high life. Might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then. Is hope. So then. Death does what? Worketh in us. But life in you. Hallelujah. Yes, we having same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I have believed. Therefore, what? I have spoken. Are you reading with me? We also believe, therefore we speak. We believe first before we speak. And speaking is not by mouth. Speaking is by life. Next verse. Say knowing that. Knowing that he which raised up Jesus shall raise up us also. By who? The curriculum is Jesus. That Jesus curriculum will finish it. We will not be tired. It is the curriculum of the great shepherd. And shall present us with you. Or shall present, when we are presenting us, they will be seeing Christ. They will be seeing the men that Christ has raised. When somebody sees you, maybe you go and do your master's in Finland. Say, are you connected to eternal life? Your manner, the way you behave, I'm seeing eternal life in you. Not because you said anything. Not because they said pray opening prayer. No, your manner of life has been raised by Jesus. They use Jesus to raise you. Say, for all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, abound to the glory of God. Yes? For this cause, we faint not. So, brethren, for this cause, what will you do? They stretch it to the end. For this cause, we must not faint. If marriage is not coming, don't faint. If admission is not coming, don't faint. Children are not coming, don't faint. Though our outward man may perish, our outward man has to perish. Yet the inward man is what? It's renewed day by day. So as they give us our daily bread, that daily administration of daily bread is for renewing day by day or dying day by day. Hallelujah. For our light affliction. It's understanding that will make this man to say this affliction is light. Because affliction is not normally light. Affliction is not example. Affliction is exam. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh. What does it do? It worketh for us a far more. Before they were in exceeding, but they want to take them to far more exceeding. Are you going to stop? Far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. May this be our sight. Amen. May this be our vision. You know, we are in vision and prophecy. Maybe this be what we are seeing to run in the name of Jesus. Can you begin to pray this morning? Can you say, Lord, let this be my vision. Words have come. Let me hope for eternal glory in the name of Jesus. Let eternal glory be my desire. Let it be my hope in the name of Jesus. It is the desire of the living God that I will embody in my mortal flesh. In my mortal flesh, exceeding eternal weight of glory. May this be my desire in the name of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.